Two Republican state lawmakers have issued apologies for disparaging remarks they made earlier this week at a roast for a departing employee. But some lawmakers are demanding more than apologies. They want a change in the culture they say is prevalent in the General Assembly. Representative Bill Seitz and Senator Matt Huffman apologized for disparaging statements about some women, including current lawmakers. But Democratic Representative Nikki Antonio says she wants all lawmakers to change the good old boy culture at the statehouse.
We're made fun of. We become the punchline in a joke. You know, people behave like they're frat boys and that Cap Square is their playground. This has to stop.
Antonio, who plans to introduce legislation soon to deal with the issue, says lawmakers who are offended by the behavior often don't speak up for fear of retribution.
We should not have to be pay to play and pay with our silence.
Earlier this week, Democratic Senator Cecil Thomas called for an investigation into the matter. Republican Representative Candace Keller, who was mentioned in the comments, told her local newspaper, The News Journal, that she was appalled and livid, but did not file an official complaint. Lawmakers recently went through sexual harassment training. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.